Hey, this is TA calling in from King Juma. I'm standing in front of the Amitabalam Lodge. So today A is going to stand actually for Amitabalam. We got the tiniest of peak of at the mountain today. The clouds opened a little bit. Clouds built through the day. We spent the middle of the day in Namche. So when we came around the corner, we got a pretty lovely view of Tomsurku, which is sort of wow, big and shining through the clouds, and we were hoping to see Amitabalam. I'm pretty sure it'll be out in the morning, so we'll get a big view, and Tim warned us not to get too freaked out when we see it in its entirety, that we'll have to take it bite by bite, chunk by chunk, step by step, just like you accomplish any other big goal. Great day today. We left Monjo at 8 a.m. and steadily climbed towards Namche. There's a new bridge over the Dut Kosi, which takes off about 25 to 30 minutes worth of the climb up the Namche Hill, so that was delightful. The Dut Kosi, for folks to know, Dut is milk in Nepali and Kosi is river, and because it's glacially fed, it looks kind of white, so we can hear it flowing now down off. We're on a little plateau above it. We will climb down to it in 2 days when we're on our way to Tengboche, so the Dut Kosi. Pretty exciting. There's puppies here at the Amitabalam Lodge, so I got to cuddle a puppy, and it'll be pretty exciting that we're spending 2 nights here with puppies. We also saw the national bird of Nepal, very colorful bird, looks a little bit like the colors of a peacock. And unfortunately, at the moment, I can't remember its name, so I'll be sure to tell you that tomorrow. We also saw, I saw a mountain goat, and we started to see yaks today down in Namche Bazaar. I am at an elevation of 3,600 meters above sea level, and let me give you the step count for today. It was pretty good, I believe. Let's see, there it is, 21,492 steps, 291 floors, 14.21 kilometers, and a great day with some lovely views. Solid climbing, definitely started to feel the altitude, so it was fine. We can go uphill all day pace. And found a little bit of Wi-Fi to send off some pictures from Namche, hoping to access that here as well to be able to share with you some of the photos that I've been taking along the way. We got our first glimpse of Everest first thing this morning in the distance, and Lhotse. There was quite a bit of spindrift coming off of Lhotse this morning, indicating pretty good wind. Temperature started to chill. Some of the guys said as the sun started to drop as we came around the corner into the lodge here at about 4:35 o'clock, temperature was gone from 17 degrees to 7 degrees. And fried potatoes fired me up the hill this morning. They did well. I got a little hungry as we neared Namche. We, of course, did the Namche routine of visiting a bakery, so I had a wonderful chocolate roll at the bakery. Lunch, I had chicken chili with fries, and dinner, I ordered fried macaroni with veg and tuna. Definitely trying to get as many vegetables in me as we're on the trek up, and feeling good, feeling strong, feeling a little bit tired, but actually feeling pretty fabulous up here at the moment, and remembering to not let the whole mountain get it. When we see it tomorrow, I'll be reminding myself that you just take it bite by bite, take the trek day by day, and slowly, slowly, poli poli, bastante, bastante, we will make our way up. Speaking of which, at this elevation, we're more than halfway up, so that's kind of exciting, but we know definitely the biggest challenges are coming in the days to come. Hope you had a great day. Thanks for following along, and I'll catch you from tomorrow.